Krishna knew the mood of gopis. Gopis wanted that Krishna should admit that he has done wrong. He has left all the gopis and he has done akṣa-sabhyata. Understand? Akṣa-sabhyata. So Krishna should admit and beg pardon. So Krishna knew this and he is giving answer of their question. Here the question is second question's answer. Mitho. He is answering first question then second. Those who hope for any upakar or pratyupakar,
benefit
or benefit each other, that bhajan is not bhajan, that maitri is not maitri. They are only selfishness is there. What?
Friend.
Mool uddeshya.
Main object is there.
Main object. Here, I have told you that something. Fact is also. Selfishness is also two kinds, drishta or drishta. One swat selfishness is seen and other is not seen. If you are giving anything, I am giving you, you are also giving. But something are not seen. If for true selfishness anyone does praying, then it means that he is serving himself. So it is quite selfishness. This is not pranay, priti or anything. In this bhajan, there is no sauhardya. Sauhard.
Friendship.
Real friendship.
Real friendship, no. Unreal. For their own selfishness, they are doing. When Sudama went to Krishna in Dwarka, having some what? Dry chuda. Then Krishna thought that our priti should not be for selfishness. So he could not he did not get anything in for so nothing. And then he was thinking, Sudama Devi, in the way, that the Krishna is a very good person. He has not given anything. If he had given anything, it would have been selfishness for myself. Brahmini will, may, she may somewhat be perplexed or anything, but Krishna is so kind that he has not given anything. If he had given anything, then I would have been involved in that thing, and I may forget Krishna. He has not given anything. So in Krishna love, no selfishness. He is understanding this. But yet something, he wanted that he should give me one cloth or anything. But when he reached, then saw everything. Why everything? Something was there. Mood was there. Wanted, he did not want anything from upper side, but
yes,
he had something. So Krishna gave him. If he has nothing, no wish, nothing, then he may have given him really as a friend, a Braj friend and all of that. He had not given anything to Brajavasi friends. But he has taken so many things. When they are eating, he can take half thing, eating, to eat it. So there is no sahajya, no dharma. So there is no prem, neither really
religiousness.
So that upadhi pratishali, upadhi, like this is upadhi. Upadhi, prem, and they are coming. Satra. Now we go to 18. भजन्ति अभजतो जीवै करुणा पितरौ यथा धर्मो निरपवादे अत्र निरपवादो अत्र सहृदं च मध्यमा भजन्ता भजन्ति अभजतो अभजतो ये भजन्ति दोज हु डोंट भजन डोंट डू भजन बट ये एनीवन
भजन से
देन दे आर करुणा हां मत्स्य फल like Pitaro, like father and mother.
Yeah.
Here, certainly there is a dharma. And nirapavado atra. Nirapavado means nirmal.
Causeless.
So, causeless, sausudam, sausuda.
Friendship.
And also dharma, both are there, which are not in the first. O Sumadhyama. Sumadhyama means very beautiful. One of the signs of beautifulness. Very lean and thin here. Here, Vaishnava Toshini. Those who don't do bhajan, whether anyone does bhajan or not, there are two kinds. So giving the example, he is telling first mata pita, whether son or daughter may serve or not serve, they have mercy upon them. They are certainly so merciful. So this bhajan of father and mother to her child is religiousness, there is dharma, and also sahaja in both. Oh, beautiful Brajavasi, Braj lady, Gopi, you have all the qualities, good qualities, all the lakshan, lakshman symptoms, good symptoms, which a lady should have. The meaning of madhyama is that, so madhyama means in madhya, in them, to madhyama. These qualities are in you. To madhyama. What qualities? Dharma and sauhardya. You can love anyone causeless. Causeless because no cause. No reciprocal. No reciprocal. No swartha. Krishna mood is that, interior mood is that. Gopi should serve me like that, that way. Whether I love or not love, Krishna knows that I cannot love because I have so many to love. But they can love, leave everything for me. So they should love me in that way. Now this is, Jiva Goswami is telling that this is Bhakti Chaturi of Krishna. Bhakti Chaturi means his, Bhakti Chaturi means, Krishna, skillfulness of his saying. In other ways, he tells that I may have any swartha or anything. I may love to others, but you should love me. why it is dharma? Why it is called dharma? Because in Varnasam dharma, in Indian Shastra, it has been told so many places that father and mother should nourish their children without any swartha. So if they are doing, then it is dharma. But it is very little dharma there. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that those who do bhajan, to whom who don't do bhajan, but yet they do, yara sambandha sunya or sambandha yukta bhede du prakar. So father and mother are of two kinds, sambandha yukta and without sambandha. Like guru, like other parents, whether they are son or not, but all aged persons used to love other kindles also like son. So sambandha yukta, sambandha rahi, with relationship and not relationship. If sambandha yukta, with relation, they are karuna, merciful. And if not sambandha yukta, then they are snigdha,
affectionate.
Affectionate. That in villages or in towns, old persons love any child, no sambandha, but yet they are snigdha. And in among them, the most karun, merciful are bhakta, and in bhakta, acharya guru is most senior. So their affection is higher than father and mother also. Vishwanath Chakravarti is taking bhakta also as sannyasi. In father and mother, it may be that they are some selfish for future, but bhakta has nothing like so.
But you said that the Acharya may think that he will continue my line.
Line means he will help others to go to Krishna.
No selfish motive.
No. And to love all bhakti, superior bhakti. So, no selfishness. And in bhakti, in these qualities of bhakti, Prahlad Maharaj is so karuna. He is nirupadhik premi to Krishna also, to bhakti also. He doesn't want anything for any his activity. His activity is only to help others for Krishna, getting Krishna. So, father, mother and bhakti, in this question and answer, father, mother and the prema of father mother and the prema of bhakta. But bhakta prema is superior quality. If anyone loves or not, Narada Rishi will love them. Or any guru, any Vaishnava. But he should be at most higher quality.
Uttamadhikari.
Or Madhyam Uttam. So they are sukhi in sukhi, dukhi in dukhi. Understand? If anyone
happy,
any disciple is dukhi, he is also dukhi. If disciple is happy, he is also happy. It may be that any father and mother can kill her son or daughter. It may be. And we see it in newspapers always.
Now it is so much.
So much.
Abortion.
But any qualified acharya, Vaishnava, cannot kill. If they will try to kill him, they cannot kill because he is Uttam Bhagavat. But in spite of giving anything, he will give Krishna prema. Like Nityananda Prabhu to Jagai Madhai. Or there are many so things. Vaishya came to Haridas Thakur and he gave Krishna prema. So Guru is always so much more helpful to his disciples. He is telling that a bhakta cannot leave his disciple. Whether disciple is so wrong and he tries to kill his Gurudev, but Gurudev, anyhow, he will be always merciful. A father cannot do like this. Because he don't know that Atma is Amar, that Shishya, but Guru knows.
But in Harinam Chintamani, there are some statements that a guru may reject an insincere disciple.
Here only it is shown for pap and other things, not for aparad.
Okay.
But we see that if anyone does any mistake or aparad unwillingly, then guru.
Okay.
Yes.
But willfully?
And if he has done so much service, he will not leave. Because he is so much kind. Valmiki wanted to kill Narada. He told that, oh, stop. And he was stopped. He was so much wonder. He saw so much wonder. That how he told, and I was stopped. I have killed so many. Stopped and I was just stopped. He suffered this thing and he became faithful to Narada by this. Then after that he told that Mara, Mara, Mara and Ram, Ram, all of that. He wanted to kill, but yet Narada gave him so much thing. Jagai Madhai also wanted to kill
Nityananda
Prabhu Haridas Thakur, but they gave Krishna prema. Here he is telling that they don't leave any good disciple. Whether he has done any mistake, not aparadha, any pap, then they will go again to him in other births, so many births. I have heard from my Gurudev that the real Guru takes so many births for his disciples. Like Bihad Bhagavat Amritam, Bhargav Kumar, Sikam, and so many births, and at last he.
But how is it possible? Because the Guru will become younger than the disciple. If he takes so many births, it may be that the Guru will take his next birth and be born as a younger person than the disciple.
He will all, we have seen that, was always Kishore, Gurudev. Always Kishore.
The disciple also takes second birth.
Madhyama, this Sambodhan. This Sambodhan is for Vyajastuti. Madhyama. That Krishna is telling by this to Madhyama, you are so beautiful. Also, hey, Krishna is telling that your Madhyam question is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you are situated in Madhyam. So, in this you are Bhakta and you are serving, serving me. And you are the example of that prince. Then, 1950.
You have spoken 30 minutes.
Huh?
You have spoken 30 minutes.
Adha ghanta. Adha ghanta ho gaya?
Bahut acha.
Adha ghanta aur.
Acha ho nahi. आज हमको कुछ लग रहा है ये क्लांति. यू सी आई फील सम टायर. यू वांट टू गो मोर
बिकॉज़ यस्टरडे वी लेट यू रेस्ट.
अच्छा 15 मिनट्स
अ लिटिल मोर.
भजतो थी नहीं वा न भई केचित अभजंत अभजतः कुतः आत्मा रामो ह्याप्त कामा अकृतज्ञा गुरुद्रुह. भजतो भजतो अपि न वै केचित् भजन्त अभजतः कुत आत्मा रामा आप्त कामा अकृतज्ञा गुरुद्रुह. Bhajato pi nabai. Those who do bhajan, but kechit, kechit means?
They are.
Some don't bhajan. They do not do bhajan. What to tell who are not doing bhajan? If anyone doing bhajan, but yet someone are so, that they don't do bhajan. And if anyone is not doing bhajan, then certainly he will don't bhajan. These are of four kinds. Atma Rama, Apta Kama, Akritagya Guru Guru. Atmaram, you know. Aptakam, you know. Akritagya, Akritagya,
ungrateful.
And Guru Druha. Vaishnatosmi first. if anyone have any swartha, that means
self-interest,
and he do bhajan of anyone, but some are not so that they don't do bhajan, and what is to say about those who don't do bhajan? These are of four kinds: Atmaram, Aptakam, Akritagya, and Guru Drohi. Akritagya means Akritagya. अज्ञात प्रयुक्त भजन करे ना, बिकॉज दे आर फूलिश, सो दे डोंट डू भजन. वेयर इज योर बो एंड एरो? यू हैव कैप्ट इन योर चैरियट वेटिंग फॉर कृष्ण. अंग्रेजी बोलने में असुविधा होती है, इसलिए स्पीकिंग इज
टायर्स यू टू स्पीक इन इंग्लिश.
हिंदी में होने से तो खूब अच्छा तरह से बोलता है, तो अंग्रेजी में खोजना पड़ता है. अकृतज्ञ मीन्स नॉट द्रोही,
नॉट अगेन
बाय फुलिशनेस ही डज नॉट do any good.
He doesn't know.
He does not know. And that is why he does not do anything. So it is not so much harmful, or he is not so much guilty. But if anyone knows and he avoids, then it is so much wrong, and it is so much दोष, फॉल. सो हियर गुरु इन अवर शास्त्र इट हैज बीन रिटन that if there is a Brahmin who does anything wrong and he is liable to be punished so much that he should be killed.
Head cut off. Decapitated.
In that case, he should not be killed. Anything very little should be done anything. When Aswatthama killed the 5 sons of Draupadi, and Arjun and Bhim went and begged him before Draupadi, then Draupadi told that yes, sir, did it. Because I am so much weeping for my son, his mother will also be for him. So you should leave. But Bhim is telling, don't leave. Cut his head at once.
Krishna also
told.
In the beginning.
He should be punished. Then it was asked from Yudhishthira Maharaj, what to do? He also told that Draupadi wish should be kept, fulfilled, and also Bhim word should be fulfilled. Then Arjun became in dilemma.
dilemma,
yeah. What to do? He asked, he sought towards Krishna. Then Krishna told that a Brahmin should not be punished with his head cutting. So anything should be done. You can take the money, upper sasthama, jewel, where?
What is that jewel?
Anything jewel, like his...
Like corona, right. So burned.
Why they wear a jewel on the head?
From burn it was.
From birth?
But
he was born with it.
Mm-hmm. Like corona, he has this burn, with his this and this.
Born with it.
He cannot be suited. It and burn. So, this was very, very, very important for Ashwasthama.
Mm.
He was Amar.
Yes. Could not be killed.
So Krishna thought that it will not be killed. So he should be punished by apaman, insulted. He should be insulted. Then he took that money and yaw. You should go away from here. He gets like this, Arjun, to Ashwasthama. And he came, and he became so furious. And then he
again
used his Brahmastra on the stomach of
Uttara.
Actually, he was not fit for Brahman. Dronacharya also. Not fit from Brahman. But yet he was Brahman, somewhat.
More Kshatriya.
More Kshatriya. And that is why, as a punishment, he was killed. Here, Guru Drohi means those person, son or any disciple, so much having upakar from Guru or Father, they deny me. They don't serve them. So they are Guru Drohi. After that, he will also clear it.
So Guru Drohi doesn't only mean killer of the Guru. It can mean even someone who does not reciprocate with Guru.
He is also Guru Drohi. Those who are Guru Drohi, it seems that they have left dharma, artha, sahurda, and daya. Four has been gone from them. So Krishna is telling this thing that you are blaming me in this
category,
but it is not right. I am not doing any Guru Drohita. You have served me in so many ways. You have not wished any pratyupakar.
Anything bad.
Bad. But I also am not in this category. Yeah, I have not left dharma, artha, sahirda, and daya. I have not left. Yet Krishna had this idea that I have left gopis and they are knowing me nishthur.
Yeah.
Crows. And as if I have मैंने भूल गया हूँ उनको forgotten their प्रत्युपकार but really I am not so so here Krishna is thinking that gopis have taught me to make in this category because Krishna that gopis have sought Krishna but yet Krishna has not sought him sought them so then Krishna must be in this category but Krishna inki is bhavana ko dur kar diya Krishna what this thinking Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling
something for me to say.
He is telling that the last are of four kinds. Here first Guru Dro and less is Akritagya and from this less is Apsakam and from this less is
Atmaram.
In all Atmaram is Shrestha, then second is Apsakam, third is Akritagya and Guru Dro is last of one and it is so much bad. Atmaram, having no outside Atmaram, always remaining in his Atma, Atmaram. They know that I am Brahma, not in Krishna and Paramatma. I am myself is Brahma. And I am always in myself, that is Atmaram. Bahidvasti Shunya Boliya, Apna Apni Sampurna, Apna Tai Sampurna Sukhi Evan Apar Nirpes. They don't rely on any other. Anne Dusre Ke Upar Mein Ashrita Nahi Hai. Always. They are complete in their happiness. They don't want anything, any help from others. That is called Atmaram. And Aptakam, they are some Bahir Drishti.
Some external vision.
External vision. But that every wishes has been fulfilled, so he does not want anything from any other person, whether they serve or not serve. Narada has not any wish to have anything from anyone. Or all bhakti, which are uttam vaishnav, they have nothing to take anything from anyone. So they are not dependent to anyone, don't want anything. And Akritagya, Akritagya means
ungrateful.
They want anything from anyone, but don't want to give. They are akritagya. They take everything to others. And they want. They have so many wishes. But they don't want to return anything. Akritagya. but they are not opposite.
Inimical.
Chaturtha Gurudrohi, fourth Gurudrohi. They don't grahan karna. Accept others' upakar. And also they do something against them. They are akritagya is silent. But they